And good evening and welcome everyone to Mora High School for boys basketball tonight on YouAreTheirSports.com as the Pierce Pioneers, the night after a very tough loss on their home floor in overtime to Long Prairie Gray Eagle. Not a lot of time to stew on that one. They're back at work tonight, taking on the Mora Mustangs out of the Granite Ridge Conference. A record of 4-12 for head coach Kurt Grachek's squad. They have not won a game in the conference they are in, the Granite Ridge, 0-7. And they are currently on a four-game losing streak. Most recently, Saturday, they lost by 20 at Maple Lake, 58-38. The other losses last week were Friday at Becker, 89-48. And they started the week on Tuesday here, dropping a 15-point decision to Foley, 71-56. Among the common opponent, they lost a Little Falls back on December 5th, 72-30. They got beat by Bram, 104-61. And they lost to Cathedral, 73-33. Pierce has beaten all three of those teams. Both teams have lost to Maple Lake. And the Pioneers defeated Foley by 18, while Mora lost by 15. So the Pioneers may be able to right a ship of their own that is listing a little bit. They have lost three in a row to fall below 500 now for head coach Matt Pepping as the Pioneers stand 7-8 on the season. So they're looking to get back in the winnings column tonight. Pioneers are in white. It's blue jerseys and shorts for the Mora Mustangs with the white letters and numerals. When we come back, we visit with both head coaches, Coach Grachek of Mora, Coach Pepping of Pierce. That's all coming up on the pregame show. It's Pierce and Mora tonight on You Are Their Sports on a busy night in Pierce activities. We'll tell you about that as well when the pregame show continues after this.
Holidays are over, why not treat yourself to what you really want, like a new phone or tablet from Verizon Wireless. Hi, this is Steve from Radio Shack. Stop in now for a great deal on one of the hottest phones, like the Samsung Galaxy S5 or LG G3. Or check out one of the many Verizon tablets, like the Verizon Ellipsis 7, for free after $70 mail-in rebate debit card. It's New Year's sale going on now at Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
New two-year regulation, upgrade, early termination, and other...
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Okay, we are back in Mora, where both teams have just left the floor and gone to their locker rooms for final instruction. So let's get our own visit with the head coaches. We start with the head coach of Mora, Coach Kurt Grachek, joins us on the pregame show.
Joining me on the pregame show, head coach of the Mora Mustangs, Kurt Grachek. And coach, you entertained the Pierce Pioneers on your home court here. Your team comes in 4-12. You had a nice little string coming into January. Talk about the successes of that little stretch for Mora.
It was a nice job by our guys getting some things straightened out. Took a little bit of a backward step here coming in after the break. But we're starting to turn some things around, but we're coming up against some really tough competition.
Granite Ridge, how have the Mustangs fared there in that conference?
I have not got a win there yet. Again, there's some pretty tough competition, both from the bigger schools of Becker and Albany, but also Cathedral and Foley and Mille Lacs have given us some trouble, too.
What's your scouting report on this Pierce Pioneer team you'll face tonight?
I saw a couple games, one against Foley and one against a really good game against Maple Lake last week.
Okay.
Very energetic team. That's going to give us a lot of trouble, I believe.
Looks like your top scorer, Keon Weaver. Talk about him as a player.
As a senior, he's coming into his own here with being able to score and taking the ball to the basket and doing what he needs to do with it. Hopefully he will continue that tonight.
What are some things that you're happy with your team's performance? What aspects of the game do you think your team is doing well right now?
With such a young team, starting two sophomores and a freshman, just trying to get them up to speed at the level of varsity basketball. And some things are starting to click on what they need to do and how they need to do it.
And the biggest improvements you need to see this team make as we come down into the second half of the year?
Good quality passes and just making some good, decent decisions.
So this is the start of a big week, a three-game week for you, too.
Second three-game week. We had one last week, another one this week. It's hopefully the young guys can handle it and we'll be better for it.
All right, Coach, good luck here tonight against Pierce.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Kurt Gratchek of the Mustangs on You Were There Sports.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you thinking of buying a home this year? If so, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me help you find the home that fits your needs. Remember, Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Joining me now, head coach of the Pioneers, Matt Pepping. And Coach, on the heels of a real tough loss last night against Long Prairie Gray Eagle, short turnaround time for the guys here in Mora tonight.
Yeah, it's nice to get back on the court, though. Hopefully we can get that taste out of our mouth the last night and play well tonight.
Big second half for you, keyed by defense. Put up a lot of points, I think 45 second half points to get to that extra session.
Yeah, we got out in transition and John got stops on defense. That was the biggest thing. Johnny Casper led us there, and when we get running, we're good. We're tough to stop in the full court.
As we head now towards postseason play here, it's not too far down the road. You got a first-hand look at Long Prairie Gray Eagle, and I don't think anybody that wore black last night didn't strike a whole lot of fear into you. I mean, this is a team you can play with despite their gaudy record now.
Yeah, we can definitely play with anyone in the section, subsection. So, we just got to come in with that focus, and hopefully we can play well tonight and carry it into the conference play on Thursday.
Tell me what you know about Mora.
They're young. They have a nice freshman guard. So we're going to have to stop dribble penetration tonight and really jump to the pass on defense. I want a good defensive effort tonight.
Going again back to last night, what was the thing, that turned it? We talked about the defensive, but offensively, tentative first half against that Long Prairie Gray Eagle zone, but to get the guys just to get that attack mode.
I thought the ball pressure on defense, our intensity came up, and then everything feeds off your defense, and we got momentum there and started hitting some shots, and then we were back in the game, and it was tied, and had a chance to win it, and just didn't go our way.
You're now 7-8 on the year. This is a better team than 7-8.
Yeah, we're a better team than that, but we got to show it now. We got to finish these games, and our goal second time around in the conference is going to be 5-2. So hopefully we can get one tonight and then get going on the conference road on Thursday.
That's right. You go to Hollenbeck with Rockford on Thursday night. So this is the middle game of a three-game week. Mustangs in a three-game week as well. So let's get back in the win column here tonight.
Thanks, Rick.
All right. Coach Pepping of the Pioneers. Pioneers on You Were There Sports.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ethan Lochner. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors which allow this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to our AAA winners this year, Kyle Becker and Shelby Bozer, as well as our XL winners, Aaron Weber and Noel Ruick. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Happy New Year.
Hi, this is David Rushlow with the Pierce Fire Department, and I would like to invite you to the Pierce Fire Department benefit and celebration on Saturday, February 14th at the Pierce Ballroom. We'll have fun for you, your sweetheart, and the whole family. There will be drawings for firearms, jewelry certificates, a trip for two to Las Vegas, and several live auction items. There will be classic rock and roll by Loose Talk and a firefighter beauty contest. You won't want to miss it. Again, this is February 14th at the Pierce Ballroom. Doors will open at 7 p.m. Donations are $5 at the door, with all proceeds going to support the fire department. See you there.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Is 2015 the year you are considering selling your home? If so, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me guide you through the process of selling your home. Remember, I will work for you 24/7, 365. Again, that's Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771.
Okay, welcome back to Mora, home of the Mustangs, as we are about set to go with boys hoops action tonight on youaretheresports.com. Pioneers in white, Mustangs in blue. The anthem has been performed, the lineups have been given, and the final huddles being held as we set the lineups for you. First of all, for the home team, Mora, 4-12 overall. They will start a young squad, two sophomores, a freshman, and a couple of seniors. Bryce Norby, 6'2 sophomore, averaging 8.1 a game. Cal Wright is a 6'1 freshman. He gives Mora 8.9 per game. Jake Friday is a 6-foot senior, 6 points a game. Brandon Mann is a 6'1 sophomore, 9.8 points a game. And their top scorer, 6'2 senior, Keon Weaver, averaging 15 points per game. And that's the starting lineup for Mora. For the Pioneers, they come out same as they did last night with 6-foot junior Nick Harold, 20 last night against Long Prairie Gray Eagle. Nick is averaging about 11 points per game. Johnny Casper, a 6-foot junior. Johnny averages 9 a game. Casper had 12 last night. Ethan Lochner, 5.2 points a game. Ethan had 6 last night against the Thunder. Noah Bozer, the junior. Noah, averaging 10.6, had 10 last night. And Aaron Weber, 23 last night. The 6'1 junior averages a team best 15.5. We are underway, and the Pioneers have won the opening tip-off, and they're underway. Casper at the point, Harold to his right on the wing. Zone 2-3 variety for Mora to open defensively. Here's Harold back to the point for Johnny Casper, 20 seconds into the ball game. Casper flips it over now to Harold, back to Casper, left corner. Noah Bozer back to the point. Another zone. We saw heavy diet, backdoor cut, and Bozer finds Harold to the glass for two. Nice look from Noah Bozer to Nick Harold, and it's 2-0 Pioneers to start. Front court now for Mora. This is Bryce Norby, 6'2 sophomore, guarded by Aaron Weber. Pioneers have started in a man-to-man. Harold dives on the floor and knocks it out of bounds. Good hustle by the junior guard, Nick Harold. This is Cal Wright to throw it in. Wright gets it in at midcourt to Norby. Norby now left side for Weaver, guarded by Casper. High post, this is Jake Friday back to the basket. To Brandon Mann, he will drive on Lochner, miss, rebound. Here comes Bozer up the middle to Casper with the left hand off the rim. Rebound for Jake Friday of Mora. 2-0 Pioneers, a minute 20 in, and we've got our first foul. It's going to go on Bozer reaching in against Brandon Mann. First on Bozer, first team foul. And a throw in at the sideline in front of the Pioneer bench. Pioneers in front of me are going right to left. On the sideline now, it's Mann. Threw it away inside, picked off by Johnny Casper. Casper zips it ahead now into the hands of Weber. Back to Bozer, left corner. And a Herald three-pointer rims out. Long rebound comes to the Mustangs. Brandon Mann. Still 2-0. Mann finds a man cutting off the glass. In and out. Lochner battles for the rebound. That was Cal Wright who had a look. And we've got a whistle. Might get another Pioneer foul here. Nope. Kick ball, I believe. So it will be Mora's ball on the inbounds. Left side, Mann got a screen. Freed up for the jumper. Long rebound comes to Weber. Aaron with Bozer to his right. Gives it to Noah. Underneath goes reverse. Partially blocked. Lochner following up on the baseline. Keeps it alive. Fires it out front for Casper to the right side. Weber in and out three. Rebound for Mora. Here comes Bryce Norby into the front court. To the left side for Cal Wright. Defended by Harold. Give and go. This is Wright. On the baseline, got in trouble, off balance, found a teammate, missed. That was a shot by Jake Friday, and up above for the rebound is Casper. Casper still going, kicks it out to Bozer right side. Now they work it out front again to Harold, to Bozer. Noah, three-pointer halfway down, came shooting out. 3 minutes, and it's 2-0. Here's a fall away, and we're tied. Bryce Norby has Mora's first points, 2-2. Just over 3 minutes into the ball game. A bucket for Nick Harold, a bucket for Bryce Norby. Harold, left side Casper, now left corner Bozer. Into the post for Weber. Fires it back for Casper. Still a zone by the Mustangs. Into the high post for Weber. Back to the basket. Flips it over for Noah Bozer. 14 and a half. There's that cut to Harold again. That worked for the basket the first time. This time it's off Nick hands and out of bounds. Turnover. And Mora has possession. Pioneers with pressure. Into the corner. This is Weaver. One of two seniors in the lineup. The other being post Jake Friday. Weaver dribbles front court. Still with the dribble alive, now into the wing right side for Bryce Norby. 7 of the 8 conference boys teams are in action tonight. In non-conference play, the only one that is off is Rockford. We'll see Rockford on Thursday as the Mustangs throw it away. And the Pioneers will get it at midcourt. 2-2, Piers and Mora. And all 8 girls teams are in action in conference head-to-head play. The Pioneers are at Maple Lake in girls basketball. Here's Bozer, left side, tried to thread it through to Lochner, and he can't handle it. It rolls out of bounds. And Mora gets it back. 2-2 with 13:45 to go in the half. Here's Cal Wright, the freshman guard, being hounded by Harold. Got loose, puts it up, and Harold fouled him. And this will send Cal Wright to the free throw line. First foul on Nick Harold, second team foul. Wright, a 73% free throw shooter, averaging about 9 a game. And he makes it, and Mora has taken a 3-2 lead here on their home court. One more for the freshman. 6'1", right-hander, up and in. Drained them both. Mora 4, Piers 2. Here's Harold. Back to Casper at the point. Johnny, bounce pass to Weber. Left corner, Bozer. Bozer will dribble out to the wing as Mora content to play zone. Out top. Now it's Lochner facing up. Back to Bozer. 13:20 to go. Now Casper at the point. Into the lane for Lochner. Lochner rotates the ball to Harold on the right side in front of the Mora bench. Down deep into the corner for Weber, who returns it to Nick Harold. Harold. Left side, Bozer. Bozer. Pioneers have not looked to put up a lot of shots here. Bozer now will try an open three and hit it. Bozer for three. And the Pioneers are back in front at 5-4 with 12:45 to go. Loose ball rolled out front to Bryce Norby for Mora. To the corner, a three is up and good by Jake Friday. And it's 7-5 Mustangs by two. Bolzer, same spot on the other end. That one is short. Weber with the offensive rebound. Put back up and in. Aaron Weber with the put back for two. And we're tied at seven with 12:15 to go. Front court now for Cal Wright to Norby. Top of the key. Here now is Brandon Mann, defended by Noah Bozer. Drives the right side of the lane, draws contact, gets the basket to go, and he's fouled. Mann with an aggressive move to the rim. Noah picks up his second, third team foul, and Michael Meyer is about to come in for Noah Bozer. So Bozer will sit with his second foul at the 12:06 mark. And one free throw coming for 6'1 sophomore Brandon Mann. Trying to complete the three-point play. He shoots less than 50% from the line, and he missed that one. Weber collects the rebound. It's 9-7 Morrow, 6 minutes into the ballgame. 12 minutes to play. Harold, top of the key now for Casper. 1-2-2 zone. Harold will try a right wing three. It's off. Rebound snatched out of the air by Jake Friday of Mora. Up ahead comes Cal Wright. He fires and misses. Rebound, Lochner. Lochner feeds it ahead now to Weber. To Casper, baseline. Inside, Meyer had it tipped away. Norby races out. This is Weaver. Weaver with the roll for two. Kayon Weaver with his first field goal. All five Mora starters have scored, and it's 11-7 Mustangs. Harold, skip pass for Weber, left side. Now Johnny at the top. Johnny into the lane, Meyer over for Weber. Three is off, barely drew iron. Rebound, though, tipped out to the point. Casper finds Weber open inside for a good look. That is four now for Aaron Weber, and credit a heads-up pass from Johnny Casper. 11-9, Mora with 10:50 to play. Here's Mann cutting inside. No, that shot by Norby. Here's Casper, two on two, leans in. Oh, they call a charge on Johnny Casper. First on Casper, fourth team foul. 10:42 to go. That's a Pioneer turnover. And they'll apply full court pressure. Into the corner goes Cal Wright to take the inbounds. Works the left-hand dribble across the timeline. And then his pocket is picked by Casper. Here's Johnny gliding to the glass for two. Casper, the steal and the layup. And we're tied at 11 with 10:25 left. Now it's Wright again. Left side for Norby. Guarded by Weber out on the perimeter. Out top for Jake Friday. It's not a big team for Mora. Their tallest starter listed at 6'2", but they're all right around 6'1", 6'2". Lochner pulls a rebound down off a Norby miss. In transition, Weber, little trouble picking up the handle, gets it back. Now to Harold. Harold will get a good look. Long rebound. Meyer tips it out. Keeps it alive. Michael Meyer on the glass. Casper works it inside to Lochner, throws it inside off the hands of Michael Meyer as Mora had that one defensed well, and the Pioneers will give it back. 11-11 with 9:43 to play in the half in Mora tonight. Pioneers go to Hollenbeck Hall Thursday night to face Rockford. Casper tries for a steal. Weaver keeps control of the dribble. Oh, a big moving screen out front. As Brandon Mann throws a hip check into Johnny Casper, and Mann will get the foul. His first, team's first. He sent Johnny spinning. So that is a Mustang turnover. Johnny gives the ball to Harold on the right wing. Back to Johnny. To Harold again. Fires it across court for Weber. Back quickly. And they use a quick passing rotation to get Weber a look for three. And Aaron drains it from the left side. That is 7 points for Aaron Weber. Good ball movement by the Pioneers. And they lead 14-11 now. They have scored seven in a row. They were down 11-7. They're now up 14-11. Wing right side, Friday. Dribbles to the point. Now they'll work the left side with Weaver. Weaver's shot comes off. Long rebound. Leads to a Michael Meyer break. Steps around the defender. Missed it. Weber tips. Missed it. Weber again. And a foul called on Mora. As Weber, a couple of boards there, couldn't finish. So this is Brandon Mann with his second. He just threw the moving screen on the other end. And now Coach Grotchek will make his first substitute. He brings in Casey Cheney, a 6'1 sophomore, replacing Mann. So each team now has a man on the bench with two fouls. Noah Bozer for Pierce, Brandon Mann for Mora. 8:40 to go in the half. Pierce 14, Mora 11. Harold right side. Pioneers losing on their home court in overtime to Long Prairie Gray Eagle, 78-75 last night. Weber lines up a three, and he hits it again. Weber in double figures with 10 points already. 17-11, it's a 10-0 run for Piers. 8-13 and counting in Mora. Here is Norby to the wing left side. That bangs off the glass and cradled out of midair by Michael Meyer. Outlet up the left sideline for Casper. Back to Weber. To Meyer slashing inside. Up and in. Michael Meyer with the bucket from a Weber pass. It's a 12-0 run. 19-11 Piers. Their biggest lead. Right side now, Bryce Norby. Defended by Weber. To the left side. There's a three. It's long. Rebound pulled away by Wright and a Pioneer foul. Looks like Nick Harrell has just picked up his second. Two on Nick. Five team fouls, and we've got a timeout on the court. Piers 19, Mora 11. We're back with more from the first half in Mora after this.
Are you ready for the big game? It's fast approaching, and we don't want you to miss any of the action. Hi, this is Steve from Radio Shack. Imagine watching the Super Bowl on an 84-inch screen in crystal clear 4K Ultra HD. We can make it happen. With our lineup of LG TVs, we have the TV for you, no matter what size, room, or budget you have. Plus, we offer installation and setup to take the hassle off of you. Throw the ultimate Super Bowl party this year with help from Radio Shack, your LG TV headquarters on the east side of Little Falls.
We are in Mora tonight. We'll be at Hollenbeck Hall on Thursday night. We go to Osakis for girls basketball Friday, and we spend the day at South St. Paul on Saturday for wrestling. Here's a three-pointer off the inbounds, missed by Mora. Meyer the rebound, trying to save it inbounds, threw it to a Mustang. Weaver has it stripped going up, and Weber pulls it away, and he's fouled. The Mora foul is on number 35, Casey Cheney. His first, the third, called against the Mustangs. 7.5 minutes to go here. It's 19-11. The Pioneers have scored the last 12 points. Casper walks it across the timeline in the Mustang logo in the jump ball circle. Out top, Lochner. Left side, Casper. Broderick Leshinsky in the game. Out of the timeout. So the Pioneers have Casper, Weber, Meyer, Lochner, Leshinsky on the floor. Into the low post. Pass, entry pass denied. Intended for Lochner. Tipped out of bounds and out of the gym. They got to run out to the concession stand to retrieve the basketball. Piers 19-11. 7 minutes to go. Weber rubbing off a screen. Baseline. Stop. Pivots back out front, finds Casper. He'll drive and dish back to Weber. Three-pointer is good again. 13 for Weber, 3 three-pointers. And the Pioneers are now on a 15-point run, 22-11, 6:40 to go. Left side, this is Friday. To the wing, Norby. And the ball tipped out by Casper, who flicks it out of bounds. And coming in, Mustangs will bring in Noah Moravec, number one, 5'3", junior. Out top, the Mustangs with the ball. It's Moravec. He ran point in the JV game. 6:18 to play. Pioneers 22, Mustangs 11. Lochner defending, and a step back three is good. That is Jake Friday. He's got a pair of threes, and that stops a 15-0 run by Piers. It's now 22-14, under 6 minutes to play. Meyer, right side of the free throw line extended. Back out Casper, drives strongly, dishes nicely underneath for Lochner, who gets it in. Casper with a nice assist, wrapping the ball around the back of the defender to Lochner for the bucket. First two for Ethan tonight. 5:40 to go, 10-point lead, 24-14. Now back out top comes Bryce Norby. 5.5 minutes in the half. Norby, Friday will try again. That one skims off the rim, and Leshinsky is there to clear it. Here comes Broderick. Stops, finds Meyer, back to Broderick. Right side, Casper. Now Weber. Back to Casper. Top of the key. 5:15 to play in Mora. First half. Casper will pull up from 16, rim it out, rebound for the Mustangs. They look to run with Bryce Norby. Norby leans in on Casper, and they'll call him for a charge. Good job by Johnny to stand his ground, and Norby commits the foul, his first fourth team foul. And now Mora will bring in a couple of new players. Keaton Terrell, number 21, comes in. And Weaver's back in as well. 5 minutes to go. Piers 24, Mora 14. Here's Casper getting by his defender. Floats it off the glass. No. Rebound loose. Finds its way to Johnny. Scoops it for Meyer. Left hand drops it in. Four for Michael Meyer. Another Casper assist. And it's 26-14. 4:45 to go in the half. Bryce Norby now. Double dribbled. Forced a double dribble by the good defense from Aaron Weber. 4:44 on the clock. Pioneers by a dozen here on the road, trying to snap a three-game losing streak. Mora is on a four-game skid. Pick and roll. Casper and Lochner. Johnny, crossover dribble. Goes up. Glass for two. Johnny Casper's got four. And it's a 28-14 lead. Mora timeout. Coach Grotchek. His second timeout of the half with 4.5 minutes remaining. Pioneers 28, Mustangs 14 on YouAreTheirSports.com.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ethan Lochner. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors which allow this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. Congratulations to our AAA winners this year, Kyle Becker and Shelby Bozer, as well as our XL winners, Aaron Weber and Noel Ruick. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities.
Hi, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher. Starting my fifth year with RE/MAX Central, I have experience in buying and selling residential homes, lakeshore and lake homes, and commercial property. Let me, Dave Fisher, help you with your real estate needs. You can reach me at 320-232-7771. And remember, I will work for you 24/7, 365.
We are back in action here in Mora. Pioneers 28-14 lead. Three-pointer off, rebound, coming back the other way, Lochner. Into the lane, Casper for Leshinsky. Back out inside to get the ball to Michael Meyer for two. Piers has taken a 30-14 lead now over Mora. to the wing, right side. Air ball put up by the Mustangs, Keaton Torrell. Casper to the left corner, Weber's three, little short. Chases the rebound, it's tipped out of bounds by Meyer, and the ball will go to Mora. 3:35 to go in the half. The Pioneers are up by 16. They went on a 50-0 run. Out front, there's a kickball call. It'll stay with Moore, and now Noah Bozer will come back in. Bozer, two fouls. He's got 3 points. Here's a three off the inbounds, hit the side of the backboard, and ricochets up and over. 3:22 until half. Now Friday returns to the Mora Mustang lineup for Noah Moravec. Pioneers get the ball deep to Leshinsky. Had it knocked loose. Still scrambling. Leshinsky taps it away. Finally, Bozer finds Weber, and Weber goes up and is fouled. Good hustle play by the Pioneers. And the foul is called on Morris Keon Weaver. His first. Fifth team foul. Weber for two. Big first half for Aaron. 13 points. Three threes. First is good. That was the first free throw for Piers tonight. They shot only six last night in the overtime loss to the Thunder. 31-14. One more. It's up. It's good. So, Aaron Weber, who had 23 last night, picking up where he left off. 15 first half points against the Mustangs. Drive and dish inside. Meyer deflects a pass. Well, Mora got the ball down inside, but Meyer able to tip it away. And we get Johnny Casper reporting back in. Pioneer wrestlers were winners tonight over Kimball at home, 59-15. There's Weber with a steal, a breakaway coming. Weber for two more. 17 for Aaron Weber, 2:37 to go in the half. It's a 20-point lead, 34-14. Give and go, threw it right to Casper. Johnny leads a three-on-two down the middle to Leshinsky. Broderick couldn't handle it, picked off by Weaver for Mora. 2:20 to go. Left side now, three is up and off. Rebound tipped by Lochner to Casper. Johnny pushes it ahead. It's a four-on-one. Off for Meyer for the left-handed layup. 8 first-half points for Michael Meyer, but Johnny Casper, masterful with the passing tonight. Johnny's got to be upper single digits in the assist total so far. Minute 50 to go. 36-14 Pioneers. Inside to Friday. Posting up on Lochner. He finds Weaver slashing, and he scores and is fouled. Keon Weaver with the bucket. Their top scorer. And the foul is on Johnny Casper. Number two on Johnny. Harold, Casper, and Bozer all with two fouls here in the half. Now Johnny will sit and Bozer will come in. And shooting one is Weaver, who is almost automatic. 88% from the free throw line this year. 36-16. Weaver looking for his fifth point. He averages 15. Tops on the team. And it's in and out. He missed it. Bozer with the board. Here comes Piers. Weber back for Noah Bozer. To Leshinsky, back to Noah. 1.5 left in Mora in the first half. Piers by 20. Lochner comes out to the wing. Gives it to Michael Meyer. Now it's Broderick Leshinsky. Back out top. Bozer open for a three off of Meyer's screen. Short. And the rebound is cleared by Keaton Terrell of Mora. Quickly up the other end. They get it open for Norby for three. No, Lochner boxing out. Has the rebound. Here comes Weber, left side. Layup for two. Aaron Weber. 19 for Aaron in the half with 1 minute to go. 38-16. Here's by 22. Here's a drive by Weaver. Weaver kicks it out. Friday for three. Good. Jake Friday with his third three-pointer of the half. He leads Mora with nine. He averages only six a game. 38-19, 35 seconds left. Here's Weber now. Goes inside, up and in, and Weber with two more. Aaron, 21 first half points tonight. 22 seconds, it's 40-19 Pioneers. To the wing, Friday with 15 on the clock. Picked up his dribble. Now in the hands of Wright. Wright to the point. Back to Bryce Norby. Norby will drive to the corner. Arching three is off. Rebound, Leshinsky with 2 seconds. Fires it ahead and the horn sounds. And we have reached halftime in Mora. And it's all Piers at halftime. Pioneers 40, the Mustangs 19. We'll begin the halftime show and take a look at the numbers when we come back. Pioneers by 21 on the road.
Now that the holidays are over, why not treat yourself to what you really want, like a new phone or tablet from Verizon Wireless? Hi, this is Steve from Radio Shack. Stop in now for a great deal on one of the hottest phones, like the Samsung Galaxy S5 or LG G3. Or check out one of the many Verizon tablets, like the Verizon Ellipsis 7, for free after $70 mail-in rebate debit card. It's New Year's sale going on now at Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
New 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hi, this is David Rushlow with the Pierce Fire Department, and I would like to invite you to the Pierce Fire Department benefit and celebration on Saturday, February 14th at the Pierce Ballroom. We'll have fun for you, your sweetheart, and the whole family. There will be drawings for firearms, jewelry certificates, a trip for two to Las Vegas, and several live auction items. There will be classic rock and roll by Loose Talk and a firefighter beauty contest. You won't want to miss it. Again, this is February 14th at the Pierce Ballroom. Doors will open at 7 p.m. Donations are $5 at the door, with all proceeds going to support the fire department. See you there.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you thinking of buying a home this year? If so, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me help you find the home that fits your needs. Remember, Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Okay, we're at halftime in Mora tonight, where the Pioneers have raced out to a 40-19 halftime lead over the Mustangs. Mora had an 11-7 lead when Piers went on a 15-point scoring run to grab the 22-11 lead and just built on it from there. Let's take a look at Mora's numbers at halftime. They are paced by Jake Friday, who's hit 3 three-pointers to lead the team with 9 first-half points. Keon Weaver's got 4, 2 for Bryce Norby, 2 for Cal Wright, and Brandon Mann with 2 as well. Playing but not scoring in that half for the Mustangs, Casey Cheney, Keaton Terrell, and Noah Moravec. Mora 2 for 4 from the free throw line in the first half. Foul-wise, they've got Brandon Mann with 2. One on Bryce Norby, one on Keon Weaver, and one on Casey Cheney. And Coach Grotchek used 2 of his 5 timeouts. He's got 3 available. for the Pioneers. They are paced by Aaron Weber. He's got 21 points at halftime. 3 3-pointers. 5 2-point field goals, and he's 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 8 points off the bench for junior Michael Meyer tonight. 4 for Johnny Casper, but the Weber and Meyer points largely responsible on assists from Casper. He's having a big night dishing out the ball tonight. Johnny's got 4 points. Noah Bozer with 3. 2 for Nick Harold. 2 for Ethan Lochner. The only free throws attempted by Piers were made by Aaron Weber. 2 for 2. Playing but not scoring in the half, Broderick Leshinsky for the Pioneers. 3 Pioneers picked up 2 fouls. Nick Harold, Johnny Casper, Noah Bozer. Piers did not use a first half timeout. So, Pioneers once trailed 11-7, scored 15 unanswered to move ahead, and they lead 40-19 at halftime. When we come back, we'll take a look at the JV game. We'll look back at the wrestling results from tonight as the Pioneers captured the Central Minnesota Conference title at home, defeating Kimball. We'll run through those matches as the halftime show continues on YouAreThereSports.com.
Are you ready for the big game? It's fast approaching, and we don't want you to miss any of the action. Hi, this is Steve from Radio Shack. Imagine watching the Super Bowl on an 84-inch screen in crystal clear 4K Ultra HD. We can make it happen. With our lineup of LG TVs, we have the TV for you, no matter what size, room, or budget you have. Plus, we offer installation and setup to take the hassle off of you. Throw the ultimate Super Bowl party this year with help from Radio Shack, your LG TV headquarters on the east side of Little Falls.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you thinking of buying a home this year? If so, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me help you find the home that fits your needs. Remember, Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
As the halftime show continues, Pioneers lead Mora by 21, 40-19 is the halftime score. Now, earlier on this floor in the JV game, Piers winning by 18, 52-34. David Skiba with 18 points, 8 rebounds. 12 points for Broderick Leshinsky. Matt Talgis, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Chris Marshick, 5 points, 4 rebounds. Really nice game for Brent Dorn. 9 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 steals for Brent Dorn tonight. And Lucas Adi had 1 point and 3 rebounds. Chris Gammon had 1 point, 2 rebounds, and 4 steals. So the JV wins 52-34 here in Mora tonight. I mentioned earlier that 7 of the 8 Central Minnesota Conference boys teams are in non-conference action tonight. The only team that is off tonight will be the Pioneers' next opponent. Rockford not playing tonight. Piers and Rockford play Thursday night at Hollenbeck Hall at St. Cloud State. Second go-round of the Central Minnesota Conference schedule. So tonight, you've got Upsala playing at Holdingford. Belgrade Brutnell Rosa is down in New London Spicer. Maple Lake is at Malacca. Kimball's at Swanville tonight. Foley has made the trek down to Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. With Eden Valley Watkins trying to keep their record undefeated, they are down in Glenwood facing Minnewaska area. Other key boys games tonight, you've got Sauk Center. They're part of Section 6AA North. Sauk Center's at Benson tonight. Melrose hosting Painesville this evening. Other games of interest include in the Central Lakes tonight, Sauk Rapids playing at Fergus Falls. St. Cloud Tech's at Wilmer. Recorey's at Brainerd. Sartell has a non-conference game at home against St. Michael Albertville in the Granite Ridge tonight. Albany is playing at Zimmerman. Prairie Conference, Royalton has a home game with Bertha Hewitt. Verndale playing at Pillager. Pillager is part of the 6AA North makeup. Staples Motley They're at Wadena Deer Creek, Pequot Lakes over in Detroit Lakes. Big mid-state game there. CI, Crosby Ironton has gone to Park Rapids. Bram at East Central tonight. Hinkley Finlayson at Pine City. Hill City at Ogilvy. And Onamia is visiting Isle tonight. On the girls' side of things, all conference head-to-head matches, including the Pierce Pioneers. They are at Maple Lake tonight. Rockford is at conference leading Eden Valley Watkins. Holding Ford at Belgrade Brutinel Rosa. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead is at Kimball. In wrestling tonight, the Pioneers hosted Kimball and won decisively 59-15 to claim the Central Minnesota Conference Championship. Reese Kapsner started things off with a pin at 106. Jake Andres, then a major decision, 16-4, to put Pierce up 10-0. Sebastian Warzecker received a forfeit. Brandon Ortman won by pin at 126. That made it 22-0. Luke Gertz then with a pin, and it was 28-0. Then two real big guns for Kimball came up back-to-back. Blaine Cheetah pinned Andrew Tamala, and Quentin Barris pinned Jalen Jansen, and it was 28-12. But Lane Gertz then picked up a 7-0 decision to make it 31-12 at 160. Colton Eichens, a major decision, 9-0, made it 35-12. Matt Kummet with a pin. Brett Kapsner with a pin. Cody Meyer with a pin. And at that point, it was 53-12. Troy Filzen, decision Teddy Daler, 8-6. And then at heavyweight, Austin Gall by pin made the final. Pierce 59, Kimball 15. We're ready for the second half. Mora will have possession. And the second half will start 40-19, Pioneers. Pioneers will start with Ethan Lochner, Nick Harold, Noah Bozer, Aaron Weber, and Johnny Casper. For the Mustangs, it's Cal Wright, Bryce Norby, Keon Weaver, Jake Friday, and Brandon Mann. Both teams starting five on the court. We're underway. Going right to left in front of us now are the Mustangs, trailing by 21. Pioneers man-to-man defense. Give and go inside. They find Weaver. Left side three off. Rebound tipped out. Mustangs get it. Head fake shot. No. Rebound tipped again, and Mustangs have it. And now Bozer with a steal. Noah will leave it behind for Casper, who finishes. Johnny Casper with six as Bozer picks up the assist. And it's 42-19, 40 seconds into the half. Mustangs run through their half court now. Bringing it out front is freshman Cal Wright. Pass deflected. No, tipped out of bounds by the Mustangs. Touched last by Brandon Mann of Mora. So Pierce gets it on the turnover. 21 for Aaron Weber. All in the half. First half. High pick and roll. Casper from Lochner. Now open look for Bolzer. He didn't take it though. Now he's weaving his way inside, scoops it up, but right there to pick up the air ball was Lochner. Finds Weber. Weber can't get a three to drop. And the rebound is cleared by Jake Friday for the Mustangs. 16:45 to play in this one. Pioneers 42, Mustangs 19. Here's Bryce Norby again. This is a young Mora team. They start two sophomores and a freshman. And off the bench, they're very young as well, with sophomores coming off. Deep three up, and it bangs off the glass. Rebound on the putback, no good by Norby. And finally, Bozer has it for Pierce. 16:20 to play. Now Noah looks for Nick Harold on the left wing. Out top, Weber gives it to Noah. Bozer's three is up and good. Bozer with his second three of the ball game. 6 points for Noah Bozer. And the Pioneers now lead it 45-19, 2 minutes into the second half. Here's Jake Friday pushing the ball over for Keon Weaver. Weaver will drive to the basket, missed the layup. Rebound Bozer, had it tipped, and the Mustangs get it back. Weaver shot blocked, but a foul. Either Casper or Lochner will pick up this foul. It's Johnny Casper, his third. First team foul. And at the line is Weaver. He is 0 for 1 tonight. He's got 4 points. Two-shot opportunity. The first is good. It's the first point of the half for the Mustangs. Makes it 45-20 Pioneers. Kyle Becker, the 6-foot senior, checks in for the first time tonight. Also onto the floor comes Michael Meyer as Luckner and Casper take a seat. One more for Weaver. Up and good. That's 6 points for Keon Weaver tonight. Their top seasonal score at 15 a game, and Bozer called for a double dribble. Turnover on Pierce gives the ball back to the Mustangs at midcourt. Again, the rest of this week's schedule on You Are There Sports. It'll be Thursday night at Hollenbeck Hall, Pierce and Rockford in boys basketball. Rockford got the better of the Pioneers down in Rockford the second game of the year by 9, 72-63. And now Bozer will bump into Norby out front, and Noah gets the foul, his third. Second team foul. 15-24 to play, 45-21 Pioneers. Coach Pepping is going to send Broderick Leshinsky in for Noah Bozer. So that's Thursday night, Pierce and Rockford at Hollenbeck Hall. Friday night, we go to Osakis as the Pioneer girls take on the Silver Streaks as a shot up and in by Jake Friday. He's the first Mustang in double figures with 11 points. It's 45-23. Weber, one-on-one pull-up jumper in the lane, knocked it down from the free throw line. 23, Aaron Weber. He had 23 last night against Long Prairie Gray Eagle. As we go under 15 to play. To the wing right side, this is Cal Wright, the freshman. Gives the ball over to Brandon Mann, guarded by Becker. Mann now works his way left side to Friday, posting up. Gives it back to Mann. Leshinsky steals it away. Fires it ahead. Michael Meyer has his shot blocked, but they're going to get a foul on Norby. It'll be the second on Norby. First Mora foul of the half. Nope, they gave the foul to Weaver, not Norby. Second on Weaver. Meyer for two. 14:40 to play. First is short, no good. Michael Meyer for one more. The 6'1 junior, that one is good. Michael has 9 points tonight. Pierce 48. Mora 23. Right side now in the hands of Wright to the corner. Friday, and the pass deflected, tipped off a couple of sets of hands. The last one to touch it was Meyer for Pierce, so Mora keeps the ball. So Meyer with 9 points, his season high 12 against Holdingford. Here's a three off the inbounds by Brandon Mann. Doesn't go. Leshinsky tips the rebound to the corner, so it'll stay with Mora. With 14:20 left to play. The Mustangs are playing 3 times this week, including Thursday. They go to Little Falls. Mustangs lose the ball on the floor. We get a held ball, and it points in Pierce's direction. That'll go as a turnover, and the Pioneers' Kyle Becker to inbounds in front of the bench. To the right side, Michael Meyer, Kyle Becker, now to Weber, left side. Coming up on 14 minutes to play. Becker, right corner, looking inside, not there. Leshinsky will try for three. That's off. Rebound controlled by Jake Friday of the Mustangs. Long lead pass, Mann on a breakaway for two. Brandon Mann has 4 points. 48-25. Weber gets a screen from Leshinsky to get him to the free throw line. Now Harold back for Michael Meyer. Back to Weber left side. Now Harold and Weber. 13 and a half minutes to play in Mora. All Pierce 48-25. Harold back to Leshinsky in the right corner. Now it's Michael Meyer. Weber will drive. Lost it going up, but the reason is he was fouled. I believe this will be Bryce Norby. His second And it's the Mustangs' second team foul of the half. Now both Bozer and Casper return. Harold and Leshinsky will leave. Pierce 48, Mora 25. Pioneers trying to get back to 500. They are 7-8 on a three-game losing streak. Here's a pull-up jumper, rims it in. That's Aaron Weber from 15 feet out. And Weber's got 25 points. Weber's season high came in the season opener at Staples Motley when he hit for 31 against the Cardinals. There's a shot off the mark. Rebound controlled by Meyer to Casper. 4-on-2. Bozer for Becker. Kyle shot off. Rebound up. No good by Meyer. Rebound Friday for Mora. 12:45. There's a long pass deflected by Casper. And then Becker with the big rejection. And then his outlet pass deflected. Weaver inside for two and the foul. They'll get Kyle Becker on the foul. His first, team's third. And one shot coming for 6'2 senior Keon Weaver. 12:38 left. Pierce 50. Mora 27. Keaton Terrell back into the Mora lineup, replacing Jake Friday. One shot for Weaver. He's got 8 points. Short. And Meyer, another rebound. Here's Weber going baseline. Cut off by Weaver. Back to Bozer, left side. Under 12 and a half. Becker fires it out front for Johnny Casper. About 5 feet behind the top of the key. Bump and a foul out front. This will go on Bryce Norby, his third. Third foul on the Mustangs this half. It'll be a sideline pass in for the Pioneers. Before that happens, Casey Chaney comes in. And the inbounds comes to Weber. Now Casper will call the play from midcourt. Gives it to Meyer. To the wing right side, Casper. Here's a Weber three, a little bit short. Rebound tipped by Becker to keep it alive. He got it out to Weber. Good hustle by Kyle Becker. Now back to Johnny Casper. They reset, 11:50 to go. Now Meyer goes baseline, spins, puts it up, deflected. Becker hustles after it, saves it out of bounds. Kyle Becker with another good hustle play. Lochner in for Becker. Senior for senior there. Kyle gets a good hand as he heads to the bench. And a ball deflected out of bounds off the foot of Brandon Mann, says one of our three-man officiating crew. Now Noah Moravec back in. Moravec for Bryce Norby. Here's the throw in. They get it to Casper out top. Casper holds it, still with the ball, now dribbles right side. Casper with 11 and a half to play here in Mora tonight. Meyer now with the ball, free throw line to Weber, right corner. Aaron with a drive and dish back out top. Now it's to Lochner, the runner, up and it goes. Lochner with the bucket and the foul. Foul is on Brandon Mann, number three on him. Fourth team foul. One for Lochner, who now has 4 points. He had six last night, including two in overtime against the Thunder. 11:17 to play. 25-point lead for the Pioneers. Make it 26. Lochner completes the three-point play. Pierce 53, Mora 27. Here's Cal Wright giving the ball up to the corner. Now it's Moravec to Mann out top. Mann against Lochner. Help defense as the Mustangs throw it away, and credit that turnover to Johnny Casper, who came over and jumped out and flashed in to help. And now Leshinsky and Harold come back in for Pierce. Lochner, Casper, Leshinsky, Meyer, and Harold on the court. As we're under 11 minutes to play in Mora tonight. Meyer, right side, Leshinsky. Back to Meyer, now Casper. They work it quickly to the corner for Harold. Back, now inside, Lochner to Meyer. Meyer, one dribble to Leshinsky. Leshinsky back for Johnny Casper at the free throw line, right side, picked up his dribble, fires it inside to Lochner, put it on the floor, and a Mustangs hack at it, knocked it loose. Johnny picks it up, tries a jumper, missed it. Rebound for the Mustangs. Back the other way, Cal Wright with 10:22 to play. 53-27 Piers. Now on the wing, it's Moravec out to the point. To the wing right side, a three. Man can't get it to drop. Long rebound, though, for Casey Cheney. Now Moravec restarts the offense. Back to Brandon Mann, right side. This is Terrell. To the corner right side, Leshinsky defending. Shot up and a foul. This will go on Lochner as Mann got it to drop. Ethan picks up his first foul, fourth team foul. It'll be an and one shot from the free throw line for Mora's Brandon Mann, a 6'1 sophomore who now has 6 points. Weaver back in, replacing Cal Wright in the Mora lineup. That field goal made it 53-29 Pioneers. And the free throw, back rim and off. Lochner with the board. So Piers back on offense with Michael Meyer. Drives, got off balance, and the Mustangs, though, had a chance of picking up a loose ball. Meyer got a little bit out of control, lost the dribble, but Moravec then had a deflect off his hands. And the ball will be with Michael Meyer to inbound. Throw it right underneath to Lochner. Muscles it up, but short. Lochner tips the rebound, and it's finally picked up by Mora. And back the other way comes Bryce Norby with 9.5 minutes to play. Norby all the way down inside. Lochner got a piece of that shot and blocked it, and Meyer has it. Good defense by Ethan Lochner, the 6'4 senior. Here's Leshinsky from Meyer. Nice look. And Broderick Leshinsky has his first 2 points of the ball game. 55-29. Stepping back to midcourt is Bryce Norby. 9 minutes. Norby will pull up from the left elbow. Missed it. Rebound collected by Meyer. Here comes Casper to the right side in transition. Back to Meyer from Harold. Michael tees up a three. It's long. Rebound tipped by Leshinsky to the wing. Chasing it down, Casey Cheney. And a push is called on Lochner. With 8:46 to play. Lochner with his second, fifth team foul. And now Bolzer and Weber will return. Casper and Lochner will sit. So it's Harold and Bolzer, Meyer, Weber, Leshinsky for Piers. Weaver, Cheney, Norby, Terrell, and Moravec for the Mustangs. There's a pull-up jumper from the free throw line for Keon Weaver. He's got 10, 55-31. Bolzer left side, under 8.5 minutes to go in Mora tonight. And a reach-in foul called on Terrell as Bolzer got the angle with the dribble drive penetration. First on Keaton Terrell, fifth team foul. Now Becker returns for Leshinsky. And we see Benjamin Yoder come in for the first time. Yoder makes his first appearance. Weber inbounds, baseline left. Pass deflected, Bolzer, and it's deflected off of Mora as both Bolzer and Terrell raced after it, and Terrell touched it last. Pass in, front court, far sideline for Meyer. Got it to Weber, left corner for Bolzer, cutting down the lane, and Noah is fouled going up, and Noah will shoot a pair. Mora foul is called on Casey Cheney, his second. Team foul number 6 now, and Bolzer for 2. Noah's got 6 points tonight, a couple of made threes. Bolzer's free throw rims off, no good. 4 for 6 now are the Pioneers from the line tonight. Now 5 of 7. Bozer gets 1 out of 2 to go. Noel with 7 points. And Piers leads by 25, 56 to 31. Bryce Norby, ball handling, guarded by Kyle Becker. Drops back to the jump ball circle. Still with the dribble alive. 5-second count is on, and he gave up the ball to the corner. Throws it into the post. Give and go. Knocked loose. Becker taps it out front to Weaver. His pass to the wing tipped out by Meyer. 7:54 to play here in Moore tonight. Norby to throw it in front of the Mora coaches. Lob underneath. Terrell gets it deep against Becker and got it to go. Keaton Terrell. His first points. And with 7:45 to go, it's Piers 56, Mora 33. Weber with the Mustangs in a man-to-man defense. Harold will take it. Finger roll, got it to drop. Nick, who had the game's first points, hasn't scored since that bucket. He's not four. 58-33, back to the 25-point advantage. Norby fires away and rattled in a long three. And Bryce Norby has 5 points tonight. 58-36. Weber will drive off balance. In and out. Rebound tipped out by Becker. Knocked it out of the hands of Norby. And with 7:07 to go, Morrow will inbounds, trailing by 22. It's 6'2 sophomore Bryce Norby to bring it up. Again, Mora goes to Little Falls on Thursday. And then their third game this week will be Friday at Hinckley-Finlayson. Pull-up jumper in the lane. Good from 14. That's back-to-back field goals by Bryce Norby. And now Bozer tries to answer on the other end. It's long. And the rebound to Benjamin Yoder. Here comes Mora. 6:35 to go, and a tripping foul on the Pioneers, and Noah, I believe, has picked up number 4. Yes, referee signals 31. Fourth on Bozer, sixth team foul, and that'll bring Casper and Lochner in. Becker and Meyer will leave, so Noah stays in the ball game. 6:35 left. Now Cal Wright returns, and Weaver will leave. Piers 58, Mora 38 tonight. Pioneers look to be on their way. Back to the 500 mark. Off the inbounds, Casper with the strip, but then he was out of bounds with 1 foot. So the ball stays with Mora. Now Leshinsky returns, and Bozer will sit. Baseline left pass in. This is Yoder. Yoder to the corner for Norby's three. Long. Casper boxes out, pulls away the rebound, and he's tied up. Held ball to Mora. One of the Mustangs got a hand on it. Forced the jump ball. 6:27 on the clock here in Mora tonight. It's Wright to throw it in for Norby in the corner left side, guarded by Aaron Weber. Yoder, one dribble, finds a cutting teammate, deflected though by Harold, and Nick comes out of the pack with the ball. He's on a break, 2-on-1 with Leshinsky. Nick to the glass for two. Harold lays it up and in. And Nick Harold's got 6 points. 60-38 now, Piers. A drive by Norby and a blocking foul on the Pioneers. 1-and-1 coming up for the Mustangs. Weber picks up his first foul. Seventh team foul at the line is Bryce Norby. He's got 7 points. He is a 52% free throw shooter. He has not attempted a free throw tonight. Now we get Zach Van Vliet checking in for the first time. And Casey Cheney leaves. 1-and-1, the free throw is off. Rebound tipped out of Lochner's hand. Saved in to Mora. Norby will drive. Had it stripped. Yoder picks it up. That doesn't go, and Casper has the rebound. Under 6 minutes to play. Now it's Johnny. Hounded out front. Still with his dribble. Finds Weber. Aaron will drive. Dish inside for Lochner. Back out top. They will reset with Casper. 5:35 to play in Mora tonight. 60-38 Pioneers. Here's Lochner pulling it away to Harold, left corner. Skip pass over for Casper. Casper holds it overhead. Al Leshinsky on the left side. And drifting out to the perimeter is Lochner. Harold, right side, Weber. 5:13 to go. Casper out top. Leshinsky. Pioneers just working clock here. Now they bounce it out front for Ethan Lochner. Back to Harold. Man to man and too close to contact. This will go against Zach Van Vliet just into the game. And he picks up a foul. And now the Pioneers bonus free throws will begin with Nick Harold. Harold tonight with 6 points. And his first two free throws are coming up. Harold for 1-1 with 5:03 to play. The 6-foot junior. Up and good. 7 now for Nick Harold. Nick had 20 last night against Long Prairie Gray Eagle. Now Mora will make a sub. It's Weaver back in. Weaver for Yoder. And the second. Up and also good. 8 now for Nick Harold. 6 this half. And we're under 5 minutes to play. Pierce 62, Mora 38. Norby, pass inside, knocked it loose, but it rolls over to the Mustangs. Here's Weaver inside. He can't get it to go. Van Vliet will follow and draw a foul. And Zach Van Vliet will shoot free throws for Mora. With 4:42 left. And Ethan Lochner gets his third 8th team foul. Van Vliet makes the free throw, his first point tonight. Holding Ford in the second half has a 48-44 lead on Uppsala in Holding Ford tonight. Six-foot junior Van Vliet calmly sinks both free throws. 62-40. Here's Weber now in the front court. Finds Lochner, right side, Johnny underneath the cutting. Leshinsky open for two. Broderick Leshinsky has 4 and another nice assist from Casper. 4:23 to play. Pierce 64, Mora 40. 4 new Pioneers ready to come in. Here's a drive up and in by Norby with the right hand. He has 9. Becker, Meyer, Bozer, and David Skiba will come in at the next dead balls. We're close to 4 minutes left to play. Casper underneath. Weber, 2 points. And a timeout for Coach Pepping. As the Pioneers now will use a timeout and talk it over. 3:59 to play. Pier 66, Mora 42.
Hi, this is David Rushlow with the Pierce Fire Department, and I would like to invite you to the Pierce Fire Department Benefit and Celebration on Saturday, February 14th at the Pierce Ballroom. We'll have fun for you, your sweetheart, and the whole family. There will be drawings for firearms, jewelry certificates, a trip for two to Las Vegas, and several live auction items. There will be classic rock and roll by Loose Talk and a firefighter beauty contest. You won't want to miss it. Again, this is February 14th at the Pierce Ballroom. Doors will open at 7 p.m. Donations are $5 at the door, with all proceeds going to support the fire department.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
All right, after the timeout, we're back underway. A block shot out of bounds, I believe, by David Skiba or Kyle Becker. They were both there. Stays with Moore. Pioneers have Noah Bozer, Kyle Becker, David Skiba, Broderick Leshinsky, and Michael Meyer on the court. Moore to inbounds. Here's the pass. It's on the floor. Picked up by Michael Meyer, but he stepped out of bounds. Chasing after a loose ball. Back to Moore. Goes possession with 3:43 to go. So Aaron Weber's night is done with 27. Lochner with 5. Casper with 6, but a ton of assists. There's a deep three from the corner that drops. Keon Weber, 13 for him, and it's 66-45 with 3.5 to play. Leshinsky to Meyer, left side. Nick Harold will finish with 8. David Skiba has his shot blocked inside. Here comes Mora. This is Cal Wright for Weaver. He launches again and hits again. Weaver for another 3. And whistle, stoppage of play. I'm not sure why, but with 3:11 to go, the lead is 18, 66-48. Back-to-back threes by Morris Keon Weaver. He now has 16, which is one above his season average of 15. Leshinsky, front court, finds David Skiba at the high post. Now Kyle Becker. Right side, Leshinsky with under 3 minutes to go. Now it's Bozer for Becker, left corner. Out top for Michael Meyer for David Skiba. Skiba finds Leshinsky out top, 2:45. Bozer throws it inside, deflected and stolen by Yoder. And now up the right sideline comes Weaver for Moore. He's going to look to shoot again. Three-pointer is in and out, tipped up and in. That's Jake Friday tipping it in. He's got 13, and it's 66-50. Leshinsky trapped, and off Leshinsky out of bounds. It's Moore's basketball, and Matt Pippen says, all right, let's send Harold, Casper, Lochner, and Weber back into the ball game. With 2:20 left. So the starting five back out there for the Pioneers. 25-point lead cut to 16 here. Moore inbounds out top. They get the ball to Cal Wright. 2:15 to play. Here's Weaver, left side, Yoder. Back now in the corner for Wright. Wright works his way back out to the top of the key. Weaver looking for some room. Puts it up at the rim. Missed it. Lochner fights for the rebound. Loose ball picked up inside and in. A bucket. Weaver for 2 more. 66-52 with a minute 50 to go. Now it's Johnny Casper across the timeline. Minute 45 and counting. Here's Lochner out top. Lochner had it knocked loose. Ball scramble. Lochner rolls over with it. They're going to get a jump ball. And the arrow stays with Pierce. 1:38 left. Pierce 66. Mora 52. Lochner to throw it in front of the Pierce bench. Lochner to the corner for Weber. Weber back out top for Johnny Casper. Casper hounded out there by Wright. Back for Weber. Weber will drive, pull up, shot, no, rebound, Wright. 1:25 to play. Moore with the ball. Weaver for 3 from the corner. It's long. Harold the rebound. And Nick tripped up as he came out of it. Nick fouled. He'll go to the line. With 1:18 to play. Moore a foul on Brandon Mann, his 4th. And this is 1-1 for Nick Harold. Team fouls now 8 apiece. Norby back in for Mann. Nope, Yoder's going to come out. Pierce 66, Mora 52. Harold, who's 2 of 2. He's got 8 points, shooting the bonus. First is good. That is 9 now for Nick as he tries to get into double figures. Harold averages 10.8 a game, so he's hovering right around that mark. This would be his 10th point tonight. And he got them both. 10 now for Nick Harold. 68-52 with a minute 15 to go in Mora. Here's Wright driving, dishing inside. Friday collects it. Out front, Weaver now will drive. Lost the handle going up, but it was touched last by Johnny Casper. With a minute five to play. Baseline right pass in for Cal Wright and the Mustangs. Fires it outside for Weaver. Back to Wright. A three. Long rebound, Casper. And Johnny, as we go under a minute into the front court, circles back. Casper. Back for Bozer. Left corner, Weber. 50 seconds remaining in Mora. Pioneers now just playing keep away, running clock. They're up by 16. Back for Weber near midcourt. Weaver will reach in and foul and send Aaron Weber to the line. Third on Weaver, ninth team foul on Mora. Stops the clock with 40.8 seconds remaining. Now Coach Gratchek will clear his bench. Here comes Patrick Magnuson into the ball game. Alex Sandbeck is in. Is Brett Johnson into the ball game. And Coach Pepping now likewise will bring Leshinsky, David Skiba, Kyle Becker, and Michael Meyer back in. 1-1 for Weber, who I thought was done for the night with 27, but when the starters got reinserted, Aaron will get the roll, crawled all the way around and dropped. So that's 28 now for Aaron Weber. Makes it 69-52, Piers. One more for the junior. Weber got it. And now Weber will leave, and Chris Gammon comes in for the first time. 70-52 Pioneers as Gammon checks in. This is only the second game that Chris will play. He played in the championship game at the Cathedral Tournament against Melrose. First regular season game. Here is a turnaround by Magnuson. No rebound, whistle, and a block. We'll get Zach Van Vliet shooting free throws for Mora. Kyle Becker gets the foul, his second, 19th foul. Van Vliet for two. He has made two free throws tonight for his only points. 23.8 seconds left. First of two is good. And now checking in will be Brent Dorn. Dorn will come in for Michael Meyer. One more for Van Vliet. The right-hander, they wave it off. Lane violation against Morris, so no free throw. And the Pioneers' Broderick Leshinsky brings it up as we're under 20 seconds left to play in Mora. Pioneers will snap their three-game losing streak here tonight, and Mora will fall for the fifth consecutive time. Dorn now out top with 8 seconds to Gammon. Gammon holds it, one dribble. Here comes Leshinsky. Pioneers now dribbling out the clock, and the final score tonight from Mora, Piers 70, Mora 53. The post-game show begins next.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Is 2015 the year you are considering selling your home? If so, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me guide you through the process of selling your home. Remember, I will work for you 24/7, 365. Again, that's Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
All right, the Pioneers are back at 500 now. 8-8 is their record following a 70-53 road victory here in Mora tonight. Pioneers are now 6-3 on the road this year. That's not too bad. For the Mustangs, they are led by Keon Weaver with 18, 13 for Jake Friday, 9 for Bryce Norby, 6 for Brandon Mann, 3 for Zach Van Vliet, 2 each for Cal Wright and Keaton Terrell. Mora 7 of 12 from the free throw line tonight. For the Pioneers, 29 for Aaron Weber, 10 for Nick Harold, 9 for Michael Meyer, 7 for Noah Bozer, Johnny Casper with 6, 5 for Ethan Lochner, 4 for Broderick Leshinsky, David Skiba, Kyle Becker, Brent Dorn, Chris Gammon all played but didn't score as the Pioneers snap a 3-game losing skid with a win tonight. Coach Pepping joins me here, and Coach, 70-53, 17-point win, but this game turned midway through first half, down 11-7. You went on a 15-point scoring run.
Yeah, I thought we played well when the score was 11-7, yeah. Yep. And we just ran away with it. We got Johnny out in transition, and Aaron hit some big shots. I think he had 21 in the first half.
Yep.
He was huge tonight. And it's nice to extend that lead. And we talked about that, extending the lead and putting a team away right away.
Aaron Weber, as you said, 21 first half points, a game high 21, but the most dominant player on the floor tonight was Johnny Casper.
Yeah,
all around.
Johnny made Aaron look good, and it always doesn't look like that in the box score, but he creates so much for our offense. Dribble penetration, kicking out for threes. He is
probably a season high assist tonight, I would guess.
And he guards the best player on the floor, so he did an awesome job tonight.
Kyle Becker, I thought, did nice things tonight, too, and his probably one of his longest stints on the floor for you.
Yep, he got on the floor a couple times, blocked a couple shots. He did a nice job tonight.
Pioneers, now you're 8-8. You're back for your third game this week. It's Thursday night. You get another look at Rockford here. And what did you learn the first time against the Rockets that you'll try and implement here Thursday night at Hollenbeck?
We got to stop that Olsen, and we're going to have to rebound. Yep. They're tall, lanky, and we're short. But we gotta move people out of the lane, gotta box out, that's what practice is gonna be all about tomorrow. So we're gonna have to get after it in practice and get after it Thursday night.
Nice to talk about a win again. Congratulations, Coach. Good
Thanks,
job.
Rick.
See you on the bus. Matt Pepping, coach of the Pioneers, 70-53. Pioneers now 8-8 again. 29 from Aaron Weber, 10 from Nick Harold, 9 from Michael Meyer, 7 for Noah Bozer, 6 for Johnny Casper, Ethan Lochner with 5, Broderick Leshinsky with 4. Piers, 11 of 13 free throws tonight. So they're starting to perform in that area of the game better. They were 4-for-6 last night and 11 of 13 tonight. Thursday night, we're back on the air. We have boys basketball at Hollenbeck Hall on the campus of St. Cloud State University. It's Piers and Rockford second time around as the second round of conference play begins. That's a 7:30 tip-off from Hollenbeck Hall right here on youaretheresports.com.